Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we hear some songs from artists taking part in a global music festival, answer a question about a secret American organization, and report about the popularity of a new kind of game. A numbers game that has been enjoyed for years in Japan is now becoming very popular in the United States. Pat Bodner tells us more about the game Sudoku and how it is quickly gaining interest throughout the world.
The name Sudoku is Japanese, meaning single numbers. But the game is believed to be an American invention created by a man named Howard Garnes. The earliest known examples of the game were published in 1979. In the 1980s, the game appeared in Japan under the name Sudoku. In recent years, newspapers in Britain began publishing the game. And last year, its popularity spread back to the United States. Now, the games are found in several major American newspapers, in bookstores, and on the Internet. You can even play Sudoku on cellular telephones. Sudoku is designed to be played by one person. The rules of the game are simple, although completing it can be extremely difficult, especially higher-level Sudoku games. Although the game uses numbers, you do not have to be good at mathematics to complete Sudoku successfully. Anyone who can count can solve Sudoku. The game includes a box that contains 81 spaces or smaller boxes. The goal is to fill in each space with a number, 1 through 9. Some of the spaces are already filled in, so the player must complete the rest. The numbers must be placed in such a way that each number is represented in every line of spaces, going across the box and up and down. 9 areas within the main box must also contain each number, 1 through 9. A single mistake in Sudoku makes the whole game wrong. The games are rated depending on their level of difficulty. Numbers have been called an international language because they are the same in any language. Sudoku is a good example of this international language of numbers that anyone in any country can understand. Sudoku books are currently among the top sellers in the United States.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Dong Cam E asks about an organization known as the Ku Klux Klan and the meaning of the name. The Ku Klux Klan was once a secret terrorist organization in the United States. Its members were white men who dressed in white robes with pointed hoods that covered their faces. They threatened or killed members of minority groups. Members of the Klan believed that they were under attack and were acting to protect their way of life. Experts say the Klan's enemies were always minorities that were in economic competition with its white members. At different times, these enemies have been African Americans, Catholics, Jews, immigrants, homosexuals, and others. 6 college students in the southern town of Pulaski, Tennessee, started the Klan after the Civil War in 1866. They were former Confederate officers who were on the losing side of the Civil War. The group was at first a social club. Members wore unusual clothes, covered their faces, and rode their horses around town after dark. These appearances frightened people in the area, especially former black slaves. The group expanded to different towns. In 1867, a meeting was held to officially establish rules. Members took the name Ku Klux Klan from the Greek word kuklos, meaning circle. They believed the circle represented white people. The circle is also the oldest symbol of unity. Reports say the name meant white racial brotherhood. Ku Klux was a way of saying kuklos. Klan was added to mean group. Many white men joined the Klan in its early days because they opposed the federal government's policy of Reconstruction. This policy was aimed at extending the rights of African Americans. Klan members felt this was taking away their rights. Strong Klan groups developed in small towns in the South. They attacked former slaves, teachers, judges, and government officials. They burned wooden crosses outside the houses of people they wanted to frighten. Membership in the Klan increased again in the early 1900s after the release of a movie about Reconstruction called Birth of a Nation. During this period, the Klan terrorized European immigrants who had moved to the United States. Later, action by the government and law enforcement agencies stopped the growth of the Klan and destroyed it as an organization. A yearly festival of New World music is taking place this weekend in New York City. Musicians from all over the world will perform Saturday and Sunday at the Public Theater. Steve Ember has more about Global Fest.
Global Fest was created by three Americans who are world music show producers, Mari Aronson, Bill Bragan, and Isabel Safir. They began working together after the terrorist attacks against the United States in 2001. They wanted to make sure that international music continued to be performed in the United States. Critics say they have succeeded. Mari Aronson says that for the past 2 years, they had more demand than space at the festival. That is why they have expanded the program this year to 2 nights. 13 acts will be performing each night. The performers represent many different cultures and music. One is Niyaz, who performs electronic Persian and Indian folk music. Here is a song from her album, Niyaz. It is called Nahan.
Thank you.
has attracted musicians hoping to increase their popularity in North America. Another group performing is the Senegalese hip-hop group Dara J. This song is Paris Dakar.
Le bazar riche, c'est décise. Je viens d'Akar, je suis métis, mais pas des visas. Plus boubou que bling bling, kiffe les bin bin. Loin de la famille, de mon bled, mon cœur déprime. Ici, c'est la mer, c'est Paris, c'est la grisaille. C'est pour ici que des millions de frères demandent un visa. Dans le RER, personne ne se parle, personne ne s'accule. Donc rien à voir avec l'ambiance en carapine. Rallye Dakar, sous le soleil des plages et des espaces. Au pays des carapites, on côtoie la masse. Toutes les diasporas, voilà Foucou le Régiola. Bienvenue chez moi, ambiance populaire. Autour du Barada, volent les politiques sur la vie sociale. Voir Alex débrouiller, life ou banal. Sur les rythmes traditionnels, Dakar, tout.
Critics say the festival has succeeded in bringing new international music groups to more people in the United States. We leave you now with a Global Fest performer from France, flamenco guitarist Juan Carmona. He is playing a tango called Cuida mi Rosa.
Dale, la luna de la mañana sale, su tinta rosa y franca que pinta la cama, vaya. Como los sueños, ay, sale, sale, y yo no te tengo, y yo que no te tengo. Con la luz del día sale.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Brianna Blake and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was the producer, and our audio engineer was Daryl Smith. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Please include your full name and mailing address. Or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Cuídalo.